Hey friends, welcome or welcome back to the Swoon Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Naz, and today I will be doing another rendition of Love or List. And in today's episode, I will be discussing the long-awaited Queen of Tears. I am so excited to talk about this drama with y'all. So let's jump right into it with the rundown. This series depicts the dizzying crisis and miraculous rekindling of love between Hong Hae-in, a third-generation Chaebol heiress of Queen's Group, and Bae Kyun-woo, the son of farmers from Yeongdu-ri, and their 3 years of marriage. So, Hong Hae-in is played by Kim Ji-won, who you may have seen in The Heirs, Fight for My Way, as well as My Liberation Notes. Bae Kyun-woo is played by Kim Soo-hyun, who you may have seen in a little drama called My Love from the Star, as well as It's Okay to Not Be Okay. Kim Eun-sung is played by Park Sung-hoon, who you may have seen in The Glory, Not Others, and he will also be appearing in the upcoming Squid Game 2, which is super exciting. And Hong Soo-chul is played by Kwak Dong-yeon, who appeared in Goss Electronics, Big Mouth, Our Beloved Summer. He also was in It's Okay to Not Be Okay with Kim Soo-hyun and in Fight for My Way with Kim Ji-won, which is so funny. And last but not least, Chun Da-hye is played by Lee Ju-bin, who you may have seen in She Will Never Know and Love to Hate You. So let's get into these first two episodes of Queen of Tears. So when the show starts, we see how Hyun-woo and Hae-in, I guess like where they are now, you know, they're a married couple, things aren't going well, things are very tense, but we kind of see like a series of flashbacks of their relationship. And we see when they first meet, they're both working at Queen's Group. Hae-in is, you know, working in the office, kind of like as a rite of passage for like all Chaebol heirs. You have to work in the office and kind of like be a normal person before you can take on more responsibilities. And that's how her and Hyun-woo met. And she was having an issue with the printer and he helps her and like saves the day. And he took a liking to her like almost immediately. But basically, like, you know, he ends up kind of like running away and like quitting his job and like going back home to his village, and she comes in a helicopter and like fetches him, and she's just like, we're gonna be together. And he like runs in her arms, and I just, that scene was just so funny to me because it was kind of like a reversal of tropes, right? And I just love when dramas do that because it's just so clever and it's so fun. But we see that like that's how like the beginning of the relationship was. And then we kind of go to the present day, which is 3 years later, and they're like honestly miserable. They like sleep in separate rooms. They don't get along. They're super like passive aggressive with one another. And Hyun-woo, at least we can, as the audience, we see that he's really struggling, and he gets super drunk with one of his friends and he's just like bawling. And Kim Soo-hyun, one thing that man can do is cry. He is such a good crier, and he is just devastated, and he's just tired, and you can tell he's just exhausted with this whole situation, being a part of this family, being married to Hae-in. He's just like, I can't take it anymore. And he finally makes a decision to divorce Hae-in, and when he's, you know, about to give her the papers, she ends up not showing up to their meeting. And then we later find out the reason why she wasn't at the meeting is because, you know, she was at the doctor, and we find out that she has a terminal illness, which is not what I was expecting at all from this drama. I was like, oh, okay, like terminal illness. I was not expecting that at all. And I was like, this has to be some sort of mistake. I mean, she can't die at the end. Like, there's no way. Because, you know, they're like, yeah, she has 3 months to live. She has this brain tumor. And, you know, we find out when we get her perspective that she's having like hallucinations and memory lapses. And I was just like, hold on, this is not what I thought was going to be happening in this show. So at this point, Hyun-woo's like, this is great. Like, I'm going to be out of this marriage by default because Hae-in's going to die soon, which is terrible that he's even thinking that. So he's like, I just have to like stick it out for the next few months until she passes away. And so now he's like super nice to her and everything. And he's like Googling, like, how long do people live after they get a terminal diagnosis? And she happened to see what he was Googling, but she thought that he was doing it to like be nice. But no, he has other things in mind. So they're both just kind of horrible to each other, and there's so much like miscommunication and like misunderstandings, and like them, you know, both parties just not really talking to each other. And then also at the end of these two episodes, we meet Haein's ex, Park Sung-hoon's character. So that kind of complicates things, because when they meet at this, like, you know, they're kind of like at a networking event, gala type of thing. And we meet, what's his name? His name is Eun-sung. We meet him at the end of episode two, and Hyun-woo kind of shows signs of jealousy. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. This is interesting. So it's kind of like what happened in those first two episodes. And honestly, y'all, like, I was so in love. I was in love. I've been waiting for this drama for 2 years. This drama was announced at the end of 2022. I have been waiting. I love Kim Ji-won. I love Kim Soo-hyun. The first drama I saw Kim Soo-hyun in was It's Okay to Not Be Okay, and I was a fan for life. That's one of my favorite dramas of all time. And I haven't seen him in anything since. And I think he was in one other drama after that one in like 2021, but he hasn't been in anything since. So I've missed him a lot. So I was really looking forward to like seeing him in a drama again, and him with Kim Ji-won, and just seeing like a married couple in a drama, which is always really like fun and refreshing. So I was really looking forward to this drama for such a long time. And yeah, I was just super excited about it. So like for it to finally premiere, I was like, yes, it's here. I really enjoyed how this drama, you know, again, like I said in the beginning, kind of like reverses tropes, you know, because we see Hyun-woo, he very much like has his emotions on his sleeve. And, you know, Haein is like, you know, the cold one. And like in a lot of these dramas, like with like the chaebol trope, you know, the man is like the cold one. And then he has like the sunshiny, you know, female counterpart. And so it's very interesting to see kind of how they like reverse that trope. I also thought the show was absolutely hilarious. Like, it was so funny. Haein's family is really, really funny. She has this like crazy unhinged auntie that was doing just a lot of antics throughout the first two episodes, and it was just really fun. Like, I laughed out loud a few times while I was watching the first two episodes. And y'all, there's so many reunions in this show. Oh Jung-sae, who played Kim Soo-hyun's brother in It's Okay to Not Be Okay, he appeared as Hyun-woo's therapist, and I was like, oh my gosh, Song-tae, Gong-tae. It was so rewarding, and it was just so exciting. We also see like the two friends from Crash Landing on You, the ones that were, you know, they were like the only ones that were like trying to find Sae-ri, her assistant at work, and then the guy that was like her biggest fan, like they appeared as well. It was just really fun and really, really, really cute. But yeah, I just loved it. I was like, I don't know. It just made me feel so good. And then as far as, I guess like our main characters, Haein and Hyun-woo, Haein, she's very, very cold. And I want to know why, because even before Haein and Hyun-woo started having their problems, she was always kind of like the more stoic one. So I'm really interested to know more about her past, what she's been through, her childhood, because there seems to be a lot of mysteries and things to uncover, especially within the family. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what we're going to find out about her. And, you know, as we watch these first two episodes, you see that she has a really hard exterior, but behind Hyun-woo's back, like, she defends him. Like, her brother said something slick about him, and she, like, I don't know if she snatched him up or slapped him or something like that, but she like always defends him, but she'll never defend him like in front of his face. So, you know, that's kind of like a weird thing that they do. So you see that the love is there. They just have like a funny way of showing it. And with Hyun-woo, like I said, like, he wears his emotions on his sleeves. And yes, he's exhausted by the marriage, but like, you know that like he loves her, and he secretly wants to work it out. And you could see that like when, you know, he kind of got jealous with like when the whole ex thing happened and stuff like that. So like, there's still love there. It's just like, they're just, both parties are not willing to kind of like bare their souls to one another. So I'm interested to see how they kind of find their way back to each other. And, you know, I'm assuming it has to be through this illness, but I really don't know like how this is gonna turn out. I'm also super concerned about Park Sung-hoon's character, because I don't know, I don't trust him. So we'll see what happens with that. And yeah, I just don't know what's going to happen with this illness, because it doesn't seem like that type of drama that someone's going to die at the end. It's very much like a romantic comedy. And yes, there's drama and stuff, and there's a lot of family drama. The family drama feels a bit soapy to me. Not full on Mokjong, like, not at all, but like the family stuff is like such a different tone from like everything else that's happening, in my opinion. What do you guys think? But yeah, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, I really was not expecting the whole illness angle, like, at all. And yeah, also the episodes were mad long. Like, I was not expecting the episodes to be like an hour and a half each. I was like, what is going on? But I was like, it's TVN. What do you expect? But I was not expecting the episodes to be as long as they were. I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening? So yeah, those are pretty much all my reflections from like those first two episodes of Queen of Tears. So my decision. Okay, so I have to explain this because it took me a while to get here. So the show came out about 2 weeks ago at this point, a little over 2 weeks ago. And I was like, gung-ho, like, I'm going to be sat every week. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready. I've been waiting for this for 2 years. Like, let's go. Like, I'm so excited. And then episode 3 happened. And, you know, it's Saturday afternoon. I'm so excited to watch episode 3 of Queen of Tears. Literally within the first 5 minutes, there was a really offensive comment about Africa Maid, and basically Haeyeon's brother, Kwak Dong-young's character, basically he was talking about, you know, his time in Africa when he was in his 20s, and, you know, again, no country specified, but he basically said, like, my 20s were filled with wildness and barbarism. And the uncle responded by saying, oh, well, like, what do you mean you were in the house the whole time because of mosquitoes? And I just rolled my eyes and turned it off immediately. And I was like, I can't do this. You know, I just, it's one of those things that I just have zero tolerance for. And I was honestly really disappointed because, I loved the first few episodes of this drama. But I just, the Africa comments are just so ignorant and just so unnecessary. Just so unnecessary. Like, leave Africa out of it. Just leave Africa out of it. And I just don't understand why that comment was necessary. I'm like, who cleared this? Like, no one flagged this. Like, you know, and I just found it to be really offensive and really disgusting. And so I honestly was like, I need some time. And so I just didn't go back to it. And I actually, like, I kind of resolved within myself to not go back to it because I was just, like, so disturbed by the comment. And I know that it may seem like, you know, a small thing, but, like, I don't know, it just, I really didn't like it. It was done within, like, just such poor taste, and I just didn't appreciate it at all. And I just think it's unnecessary to, like, continue to, like, have comments like this in dramas. It's just, it really bothers me. It really bothers me, and it really offends me. But after having, like, two and a half weeks away from the drama, I was just like, okay, I think I can go back to it, even though I still feel a little bit conflicted about it, to be honest. But I've heard that the drama is really good. And so I'm hoping that it can redeem itself from what was said. Because I didn't like it. It really bothered me. And I was fully prepared to not watch it anymore. But I've heard that the drama has continued to be good. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to give it another chance. And I think another thing that kind of, like, makes it hard is because, like, when things like that happen in dramas, I feel like I can't, like, trust it. I'm just like, well, what's gonna happen now? Like, what are you gonna say now? You know what I mean? And again, I don't know, it's just really frustrating. And so, and it's something that I'm super sensitive about, so I had to take some time away from watching, but I'm ready to go back to it, and I'm looking forward to seeing, like, how the story unfolds. And yeah, I've been waiting for this drama forever, so I really, really, really hope that the drama is amazing and worth the wait. But yeah, I will be watching, and I plan on catching up on the drama over the next week or so. I believe maybe episodes 7 and 8 are coming out, so this coming weekend. So I'll be spending the week after that kind of catching up. But yeah, y'all, like, let me know, like, what you think about Queen of Tears. I know most of you all are watching it, so I would love to hear your thoughts. And yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to my thoughts and my rambles about the drama. And I really look forward to connecting with you all and hearing from you all. And watching this drama alongside you guys, as always. Just give me a second to catch up. I'm going to catch up. But I love y'all. Thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye.